Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Hundreds and thousands of rockets are today aimed at Israel. That's the headline. David Dolan comes to the broadcast table with all the details in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David, I understand that Hamas has replenished their rocket supply, most likely with the help of the Iranians, and now they're reporting they have at least 10,000 rockets. That does not bode well for the southern part of Israel, does it?
Well, certainly not, and not just the southern part, Jimmy. Again, they have already, last year, they fired some rockets that reached the Jerusalem area, and of course, more recently, they've hit Tel Aviv. They've hit the port of Ashdod, or right near it. So these rockets can go really to most of the country. In fact, Hamas, one official a couple weeks ago, said, we can now hit the north. We can hit Haifa. Well, of course, their ally Hezbollah in the north has maybe 160,000 rockets, is what Prime Minister Netanyahu quoted last year. So we just don't know. But 10,000, sure, we had 700 fired in that last barrage a few weeks ago, and the Iron Dome took out 85% of them, but still, homes were blown up, people were killed. Just think of 10,000, especially if they start doing these mass firings. That's what they were doing last time. Then the Iron Dome has a real hard time, you know, picking them out quickly and taking them out. They can only hit so many at a time. So there would be massive casualties from just 1,000 rockets, and if it was 5, it would be that much greater, and 10 would be horrendous. So over the years, Netanyahu in particular, the prime minister, and then they may have acquired already some nuclear weapons. Hezbollah may have them. There's been hints of that and intelligence about that. We just don't know, Jimmy, but again, they're trying to smuggle more parts in. We know they still have tunnels from Egypt that they bring stuff in and other ways of getting those components. And experts from Iran have gone there and just taught them on scene how to use the components you have to make rockets that can be fired and possibly kill people. So it's a real threat indeed.
David Dolan with the details on the hundreds and thousands of rockets that are aimed at Israel. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. When you say that Israelis are living in a tough neighborhood, you would be exactly right. David Dolan's report helped us to realize how tough the neighborhood actually is today. At Israel's southern border in the Gaza Strip, Hamas has thousands of rockets aimed at Israel. In the north, at Israel's northern border, Hezbollah has tens of thousands of rockets ready to be fired at the Jewish state. This is the prophetic scenario that the ancient Jewish prophets foretold many years ago. They did that in Ezekiel chapter 35 and Malachi chapter 1. When you really stop to think about it, Israel is in a tough neighborhood. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...